On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 29, Johannesburg 27, Mbombela 30.
Op die paai van Pretoria, daar is 'n ongeluk op die N1 Noord, net na Botalaan, waar die verkeer ontwrig op pad soontoe. Jy kan stadige verkeer verwag vanaf die Midrand area. En in Bedford View is daar 'n stilstaande motor op die N3 Suid, naby Van Burenweg, waar die verkeer ontwrig daar.
In the sport headlines, of course, the Nedbank Golf Challenge is up and away, and Australia race clear of England in day 2 of the Ashes Test. Details at 4:30.
Die minister van polisie, Senzim Hunu, verskyn weer eens vandag voor die Matlanga kommissie. Kommissaris Sesi Baloyi het die verduideliking van Hunu betwis dat die taakspan vir politieke moorde ontbind is, omdat lede in die moord- en roofeenhede geïntegreer sou word. Baloyi het aangevoer dat Nkunu dit nie met sekerheid kon weet nie, aangesien die opdrag self geen melding gemaak het van sodanige integrasie nie. Anastasie Mogobo berig.
Baloyi's argument leaned on a letter issued by the now suspended Deputy National Commissioner for Crime Detection, Shadrack Sibiya, instructing task team members to return to their stations.
So it seems you and General Sibiya had different ideas about this. And for me, that's part of the problem that naturally follows from a failure to speak to your managers about your intention and how you see it playing out.
Mokhunu then attempted to present his own interpretation of Sibiya's letter, but Baloyi cut him off, saying what he was trying to do would not work.
Minister, no, we can't do that. Please don't do that.
Anastasie Mogobo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
Die Gautengse Hooggeregshof het die voormalige Ekurhuleni metropolisiebeampte Robert Ngobeni tot 20 jaar tronkstraf gevonnis vir die 2023 moord van sy meisie. Sy kollegas het glo op hom afgekom in sy kamer met 'n vuurwapen aan hom en sy meisie Constance Palane se liggaam op die bed en 'n 4-jarige kind met 'n wond op sy skouer. Woordvoerder vir die onafhanklike polisieondersoekdirektoraat, Lizzie Shipping.
Upon arrival at Lekaneng section in Tembisa, they found the gate locked and the neighbor alerted the two officers that he heard gunshot sounds the previous night coming from the accused room, which prompted the officers to enter the premises by jumping the fence. Bloodstains were discovered at the doorstep of Ngobeni's room.
Die ANC in Johannesburg sê die staatse burgemeester Dado Morero sal in sy rol bly nadat hy vervang is as die party se streeks voorsitter. Morero het die verkiesing verloor aan Luiso Masuku tydens 'n konferensie hierdie week in Woodmead. ANC Johannesburg streeksekretaris Sasabona Manyange.
The former regional chair, who is the executive mayor, continues to service the people of Johannesburg in implementing the policies of the ANC. There is no crisis. We must allow that to happen because this was never about such.
En China se ambassadeur in Suid-Afrika, Hu Peng, sê sy land glo Suid-Afrika sal altyd 'n belangrike en produktiewe lid van die G20 wees. Hy het in Johannesburg gepraat tydens die bekendstelling van president Xi Jinping se 5de boek oor die Chinese regering. Hu sê daar was 'n nuwe ontwaking in Afrika en die vasteland maak vordering met sy doelwitte oor nywerheid, verbinding en die vermindering van armoede. Ek is Emiel Pienaar, die dag se ander groot stories is op jackrandfm.com. Klik op news.